illness, and how the images of dreams can be very helpful in working with disease and disease syndromes. And fifth, you will discover how dreams open us to our creativity, our originality, and to our authenticity. Dreams, forever, have been experienced as the portals to the soul, forever have been used in tradition after tradition as medicines of the soul. Dreams offer an intelligence often not accessed in everyday experience. In these talks, I will offer methods, approaches, tools that will afford you access to the deeper meanings and possibilities of dreams. You know, it's really extraordinary when we take a moment and realize that each night when we go to sleep, dream life comes awake. Now, I suspect dreaming is going on all the time. It's just that when we're asleep at night with our eyes closed, the images or the sounds, the feelings of dream begin to present themselves in a language and in a manner that's quite different than our everyday experience. It's as if another intelligence is at work, a whole dimension of our experience beginning to reveal itself in the way of the dream. Now this intelligence, this dream life, in part is related to our awake experience. In fact, it is suggested that in the last 48 hours or so, much of what occurs in the dream at night is a response to the circumstances and the situations that we've experienced. However, when we think about dream or reflect on the images that appear in the night, often what occurs is something quite different, quite out of the ordinary. Certainly there's a response to the day's events, but in addition, there seems to be something more. Dreams not only comment on the circumstances of what we're involved with, but also speak to us of our inner life, the story that is moving through us. As Joseph Campbell, the mythologist, said, it's as if there's a myth that each of us is living by, and the language of dreams, in some peculiar fashion, seems to pick that language up, pick that myth up, and speak to us about that ever-unfolding story. Now, Jung talked about the wisdom that's rooted in the dream itself in a very curious and interesting way. He suggested that in each one of us, there's a 2-million-year-old person. It's like a 2-million-year-old wisdom body who lives in the depths of each of us. And to hear this person speak, to hear the teachings, the advice, the warnings, the wisdom of this figure, it's important to hear the language, and the language of this person who speaks through us is available in the mode of dream. The challenge is to listen to dreams in a way that opens this wisdom, a way of listening to the language of dream, because the language of dream, as we know, is somewhat different than our everyday discourse. The language of dreams is symbolic, it's metaphoric, sometimes in pictures, sometimes in gesture, often in mood or sound. It's truly moving into the poetics of imagination. It's very different than the rational thought process in that dreams often come in very extraordinary, peculiar, sometimes nightmarish kinds of ways. They speak in riddle and rhyme. It's as if each picture in a dream can tell 1,000 stories. In fact, the way that I approach image in the work that I'll be presenting for you is that I notice how each image, how each dream figure is like a looking glass parable, and depending on how we look into that parable, how we look and listen to the image, truly determines the nature of what we hear or see in return. For example, there are many common dream themes that people experience. There's the dreams of falling, or flying, or losing teeth, or being naked in a dream. Sometimes we find money or valuables, or we experience ourselves as being chased, or we find ourselves under examination, or there are animals that appear in dreams, or, of course,